This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from the land where the birds are singing and Zippity-Doo-Dah-Day is playing in the background with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast in reply to Benevolent Heretic on her thread, What is Life After Death Like? Now there's a good subject. Considering I'm alive, I can pretty much only give you my personal opinion on this. However, if I die and I figure out a way to make a long-distance phone call, I'll call you and you can add it to the thread. Let's see. I believe that when you die, you will still have free will. Just as you have free will now, you'll have free will then. I mean, free will was not a gift to your body. It was a gift to you. And so it's a question of not what will happen to you. It's a question of what do you want to do? I'm sure that there are many people who believe all their lives, sincerely, that they're going to get a mansion with streets of gold and crowns and all this other stuff that they probably wanted while here on Earth, but waited until they died to get. And they can have that. And they can have it for as long as it makes them happy, if that's what they want. And eventually they may decide to be reborn. Some people will die thinking they're going to hell, and they may very well go to hell. They may end up in a lake of fire. They're not there for punishment, they're there by choice. You know, at any time they're able to wade up out of that lake of fire, grab a towel and smother out the flames and get on with it. It is a matter of choice. You have it now, you will have it then. So, at least I believe you will have it then. There are some people who don't believe in life after death. For them, once they die, it may just be black, empty nothingness until they are reborn somewhere else as something else, hopefully with a little more faith and hope the next time around. It's up to the individual. It always has been. You are responsible for your own life. You're responsible for what happens. You're responsible for the good. You're responsible for the bad in this world, and it will be the same in the next. That is, if you believe in good and bad. Oh, let's see. I think that some people who go up there and they have, say, the mansions and the streets of gold or whatever, and at some point maybe a messenger from God, an angel, whatever, will come to them and say, God has a mission for you. We can't tell you what it is, but God wants you to go on this mission. And they'll go, ooh, okay. And so they go on the mission for God, and in doing so they are reborn into this world. And that's why everybody here feels like they have a mission, you know. I'm on a mission from God. Everybody wants to know what their mission is, why they were sent here. When, in fact, their mission is to learn, to grow, to become love, become understanding. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-day. That is their mission. That's why it's secret. So eventually they die, and they go back to the other side, and they go back to their mansions and their hilltops and their streets of gold and their crowns, and after they've enjoyed it a while, a messenger comes to them and says, God has a mission for you. It's a secret. You need to go on it. They're born again. They don't know what their mission is. But that would explain why everybody believes they have a mission in life. The mission in life isn't about everyone else. The mission in life is about themselves, about learning and growing, about experiences, about going above and beyond and higher. It's about the beauty of the gift that is life. Oh, I'm rambling, but I'm enjoying it. This is such a fun conversation. Okay, I'm going to let you go. If you have any questions, let me know. This is Mr. Whoopi. Love and light to each of you, my friends. Good night.